This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Tim Mayopoulos. How are you, Tim?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
And Tim is the CEO of Fannie Mae, and everyone has heard of Fannie Mae, but not everyone's sure of what it does. Later in the show, we're going to talk about how the housing market is changing and what insights are going into there and how technology is transforming the business. But for now, let's start off. It's 1938. Why is there a need for Fannie Mae?
So Fannie Mae was created in the wake of the Great Depression because the way people had financed their homes in the past was no longer working through the Depression. They would get five-year bullet loans, and they would make the payments on those loans. But if they couldn't get a new bank to give them a new loan at the end of the 5 years, or get the old bank to renew the loan, they lost their home. So a lot of people made their payments through the Depression, but they got foreclosed on. So FDR came up with this great idea that said, look, we need to have an institution that will ensure that there's liquidity in the mortgage market at all times and in all markets across the country. And he also came up with this idea that we should have long-term fixed-rate mortgages, the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, which most Americans just take for granted, but we're actually one of only two countries in the world that have 30-year fixed-rate mortgages.
I was not aware. What's the other one?
The other one, I think, is Belgium. But the key to that is that it allows the existence of Fannie Mae ensures that people will be able to have access to credit all the time. And that's been a critical cornerstone of the U.S. housing market ever since.
And in 1981, things changed for you.
Well, in 1981, the company was privatized. Originally, Fannie Mae was a government agency. We're not a government agency
anymore.
We have a congressionally granted charter that gives us a set of public purposes that we're supposed to fulfill, which essentially is to provide liquidity to the mortgage markets all over the country at all times. And then at the same time, we are to run the company in a private sector sort of way with commercial orientation and world-class risk management and other practices.
And you actually have a stock price now.
We have a stock price, and unfortunately, as a result of the financial crisis, the government had to step in and put money into Fannie Mae, and it did that not because it really wanted to bail out the shareholders of the company, and frankly, many of them really got wiped out in terms of their financial interests, but really needed to support the housing finance system. So we continue to have shareholders, but we really manage the company for the benefit of taxpayers.
And a GSE, government-sponsored enterprise, you're beholden mostly to the government.
We are beholden. The government is our key stakeholder at this point. The Treasury Department has warrants for 79.9% of all the equity in the company. We send all of our profits over a little bit of retained capital to the Treasury in the form of dividends. So every quarter.
And those have been pretty significant. They've been like, I think, over $200 billion.
It's been very, very significant. So the taxpayers put about $116 billion into Fannie Mae through the crisis. In terms of what we've paid back, we've paid dividends to the Treasury of that $116 plus another $50 billion on top of that. So, this is a situation where, frankly, when I joined the company almost 9 years ago, we thought it might take 20 or 30 years to be able to give that kind of return back to the taxpayers, and we've been very pleased that we've been able to put the taxpayers back in the black. We're all taxpayers, and we should be pleased with that result.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have transformed the fabric of America. We're here today with Tim Myopoulos, who is the CEO of Fannie Mae. And so let's just finish up on 2008-2009 before you came. What lessons were learned from that debacle?
So some very fundamental ones, obviously. I've been in the finance business for a long time. I grew up in this business as a lawyer, but I've worked in three investment banks. I've worked in a big commercial and consumer bank, and now at Fannie Mae. So I have a pretty good perspective on all the things that were going on leading up to the crisis. And I think fundamentally what happened was just a gross deterioration of credit standards in the mortgage markets. And that was a function of a lot of things. But basically, you know, what happened to Fannie Mae was that, you know, Fannie Mae is different than most of the other actors in the market. It actually stands behind the mortgages that it buys. Okay, so we actually...
What do you mean stands behind?
So we literally guarantee all the principal and interest payments on all the mortgages that we acquire and put into mortgage-backed securities. So when a buyer of one of our mortgage-backed securities buys that security, they're not taking any credit risk. They're taking what's called prepayment speed risk, and they're taking interest rate risk. But they're not taking the credit risk. We're taking all the credit risk. So many of the other participants in the mortgage market in the years leading up to the crisis, they were essentially just conduits. They were taking the credit risk, and they were packaging it up and selling it off to investors, but not doing, frankly, a very good job of determining what that credit risk really was. And unfortunately, many of the investors in those other private, what's called private label securities, they weren't really doing a very good job of inspecting that either. They're basically just relying on credit rating agencies and others to just tell them that, yeah, these are going to be money good. So credit standards really deteriorated, and we saw the advent of liar loans. We saw the proliferation of many different sorts of risks that got layered on top of one another. We ended up with no documentation loans. Those things were all really bad practices. I wasn't at Fannie Mae in the years leading up to all that, but my impression is that the company tried to resist getting into that part of the market, but that became an overwhelming part of the market. And I think, and what ended up happening was that Fannie Mae and a sibling company, Freddie Mac, ended up becoming slow followers into that market. Unfortunately, given that they actually hold all the credit risk, when the market turned, they got crushed. And so you ask, what's the lesson learned? Lesson learned is we need to have really solid credit standards. We need to hold firm to those credit standards. We need to inspect the loans that come to us before we actually buy them. And we've put technology in place to make that happen. The system is much safer now than it was before.
Day one, you come in. You weren't CEO because then you became chief administrative officer, but 2009-2010. Day one as CEO, what was the first thing you thought of when you said, well, we've gone through these challenges. I know the lessons we've learned. What do I do operationally and strategically as a CEO?
So the key was to continue the reforms that were partially underway at the company, but really pivot towards the future. So what do I mean? So we made some fundamental changes to our business model. We ended up, as I say, we hold all this credit risk. We have a $3 trillion balance sheet. So we have $3 trillion worth of mortgage assets. Historically, Fannie Mae would have held all that credit risk for the duration of those assets. So if you had a mortgage that lasted for 15 years, we were holding that credit risk for those 15 years. We concluded that with our regulator, the one of the things that we ought to be doing is trying to transfer as much of that credit risk as possible into private capital. So we, through capital markets transactions and reinsurance transactions, we now transfer a very big part of that risk to private capital, thereby insulating the taxpayers from that potential risk. So that was one thing we needed to do. Another thing that we were very much focused on was reducing the risk that we had from a very big a pool of investment assets that the company historically held. The company made most of its money historically from the difference between its cost of funds, how it could borrow money, mm-hmm. what it paid for that, and the returns it could get on these investment assets. And so we had, at one point, up to $900 billion of those assets. We concluded that was too risky, and then we have wound that down, and so now that number is about $50 billion and going close to going down to zero. So really fundamental changes to the risk profile of the company. So operationally, my view was we needed to continue on that path and make those things happen, but also now pivot away from the past, okay? So we spent an enormous amount of time when I first got to the company figuring out how to help people stay in their homes if that was at all remotely possible. But as the crisis, as we worked our way through the crisis, we wanted to start focusing on the future. What should the future look like? Not just fix the problems of the past, but how do we create a housing finance system that will better serve the company going forward?
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum. We're speaking right now with Tim Mayopoulos, and he is the CEO of Fannie Mae. When we come back, we're going to hear more about what's happening in the future, but we're also going to hear he actually received a 92 on Glassdoor, and I know CEOs, you love to hear about that. How do you accomplish something like that? Back in a few.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. you will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Tim Myopoulos, who is the CEO of Fannie Mae. First, one quick thing. Only give me two sentences.
Okay.
What's the difference between Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac?
So essentially, we're in the same business today. The companies have two different histories. Fannie Mae was created in the 1930s.
Mm-hmm.
Freddie was created much later to really serve the savings and loan market.
Mm-hmm.
But today, the companies do basically the same thing.
Okay. So now let's go into you as a CEO. Now, what did you learn? You know, you were general counsel, Bank of America, you were Polk Davis, a lawyer, you had all these different backgrounds. What did you learn personally in terms of leadership that was the most important element that you brought in as CEO?
So one of the things that I've become acutely conscious of, just watching other CEOs in various places I've worked and observing the world, is that the key to success is really around teamwork. That it's very difficult to lead any large complex institution all by yourself and be successful at that. So I'm a huge believer in teamwork, and I'm very focused on bringing great people around me. I don't want to be the smartest guy in the room all the time. If you are, you have to do all the thinking. I want to have really talented people around me, who are challenging each other, and really create the cohesiveness to really drive as a team forward to achieve great things. So that's been my philosophy as a CEO.
And when you get up in the morning, the first metric you look at, the first thing on your mind of how you're going to be a great CEO, what is it?
So I wake up every morning and essentially tick through all the people on my leadership team and say, which one or two need to be doing better, and what can I do to help them perform better? It's not about me personally. It's about us collectively as a team. How do we get the most out of each other? And I think my job as the CEO is not to micromanage all those people. It's not to do their jobs. It's to do the things that a CEO is supposed to do. Set strategic direction, create an appropriate tone within the company, and eliminate obstacles to other people's success.
You've got to be proud of getting a 92 in Glassdoor.
I'm proud of it, although, frankly, the Glassdoor rating is about how people rate the CEO.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be much happier if Glassdoor was rating the management team.
So, what is the number one thing that's most important to you that you want to accomplish with Fannie Mae?
So, in many ways, we've accomplished an enormous amount. We have delivered a lot of return back to the taxpayers. We have...
And by the way, that $116 billion, it's all taken care of, and now it's going forward.
Well, it's an odd thing, but the legal, and as a lawyer I appreciate this, the legal construct is that since all the money's been paid back in the form of dividends, mm-hmm. and it hasn't actually extinguished the debt legally of the original $116 billion, but that's...
You've got to pay it twice.
So we got to pay it twice, essentially. But what I think about what we want to get done, we obviously want to do good things by the taxpayers. We want to reduce the risk to the taxpayers going forward, which we've done through the reforms I was describing earlier. But most fundamentally now, I want us to be focused on innovation and driving the future of housing finance. You know, there have been points in Fannie Mae's history during my tenure as CEO where I've actually had to stand up in front of all of the employees of the company and say, you know what? Policymakers are debating what to do with us. There was for a long time talk about winding us down. And I would say, look, we all have to accept the idea that maybe Fannie Mae will actually cease to exist at some point. And we shouldn't worry about that so much. We're not here to preserve Fannie Mae, per se. We're here to actually build a great housing finance system that can serve the country for the next 10, 20, 30 years. And that's what we've been focused on.
So let's talk about the future. We're in a world that's digital with AI. Everything is changing in financial markets and housing markets. What is the future?
The future of mortgage finance is to become a truly digital experience. Anybody in the United States who has a mortgage has been through probably a very
unpleasant... Is that tied into like blockchain?
Well, blockchain could potentially serve some functions, mm-hmm. but you know, fundamentally, we just need to we need to think about the mortgage process like any other consumer experience. So, consumers now are defining their experiences by reference to Amazon or going to the Apple Store or, you know, being able to do a search on Google. They want access to financial services in the same way. So obviously getting a mortgage is a little bit more complicated. It's a big life decision, but we should make this as easy as possible. There's no reason why people need to scoop up piles of paper and go to a fax machine if they can find one and send it to their mortgage banker. We should be able, through digital processes, allow consumers to give us access to their income, their assets, and their financial transactions so that we can actually see that they are good credits. And that's what we are underway with. We've actually created the technology to allow that to happen so that we can actually inspect the creditworthiness of borrowers virtually in seconds once we have access to that information. We're doing the same thing on the collateral side. What is the house worth that you wanna buy? We have this enormous database of collateral values, of house values all across the country, and we give our lenders our view of the quality of the appraisal that gets done almost instantaneously once they send the appraisal to us. So they send it to us digitally. We give them a response, and we tell them, here are the questions that we have about this appraisal. If we have questions, and if we don't, we say, this appraisal looks great to us. We're good to go.
And on that experience, you're more B2B or B2B2C. So it sounds like you're impacting the business-to-consumer market. How do you really accomplish that? You're starting to talk it through about how you give them real-time data.
Right. So we are a B2B company. We're not a B2C company. By our charter, we're not permitted to make loans directly to consumers. So our job is to help our customers, the lenders who make loans to consumers, as easy as possible for them to create a great consumer experience for their customers. So that's what we're all about. But since, you know, virtually everything and housing finance flows through us, if we don't enable that, that won't be possible. So it's really important as the backbone of the housing finance system that we continue to do that.
Okay, let's talk a little bit more about, we're moving into a world of AI.
Mm-hmm.
Will this have any impact on housing? What are the key elements that are going to drive housing market in a certain direction?
So I certainly think that things like machine learning or artificial intelligence is going to make it faster, less expensive, and safer to run our housing finance system. It will allow us to avoid unreasonable risk. It will allow us to avoid fraud. It will allow us to do things faster and less expensively. And hopefully all of those savings get passed on to consumers. That's fundamentally one of our goals. And the reason that's so important to us is that at Fannie Mae, we really care about affordable housing. We really care that people have access to credit, people who are creditworthy borrowers who can sustainably own a home. We don't think there's any point in putting people in homes they can't actually sustainably afford, but we actually believe in affordable housing. So if we can reduce all these points of friction and pain in the system, we can allow more people to actually get access to home ownership if that's what they want to do.
So we've got a minute and a half left. Let's talk about CEOs. What is the message to CEOs of how they should be involved in improving our economy?
So, look, I think fundamentally we all need to be open to innovation. And I think every CEO I talk to and every CEO conference I go to, this is what CEOs are focused on and should be focused on, is there's a revolution going on out there. And some of these technologies will be fantastic, and some of them, you know, may not have all the promise that they currently appear to deliver. But we know that the world's going to change. It's going to change faster and faster. The pace of change is remarkable. And so what I'd say is we all need to be open to the prospects of change and innovation. We need to be adaptable, nimble, agile as we go ahead and move forward.
There you have it. And, Tim, it is a pleasure speaking with you on the CEO Forum. What we've learned is, by the way, as CEOs, one great idea to do is every day put a tickler through and say, let's think of each executive on my team. What can I do to help them? Great having you on the show.
Great to be here. Thanks so much.
Every industry faces distinguishing challenges and circumstances that shape the business and financial landscape. Camusso CPA LLC delivers unrivaled depth of knowledge and an engaging experience relevant to each client's industry-specific needs. Camusso offers preemptive guidance and knowledge required to achieve your greatest business and personal financial potential. Our approach is based on forging long-term business relationships accompanied by trust and value, creating an ever-important partnership. Build your dedicated financial team with us today. Visit CamussoCPA.com. That's CamussoCPA.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
CEO Forum, and we're here today with Craig Walker. How are you, Craig?
Doing great.
And Craig is the founder and CEO of Dialpad. You may not have heard of this company, but you need to, because they are completely transforming the telephone industry, actually making telephones in a way obsolete. Later on, we'll talk about ideas for entrepreneurs, such as when you sold your first company to Yahoo in 2005 and your second company to Google in 2007. But let's start off with Dialpad. What is Dialpad, and why is it different than anything that's come down the pike?
Great. Thanks for having me here. Yeah, Dialpad, our mission is to make business communications great. And if you think about your consumer communications, it's actually pretty good. You pick your own cell phone, you use the apps you want to use, you use tablet you want to use. You're happy as a consumer generally. And then you go to work, and you get sat down at a desk where there's this phone from probably the 1990s that they then want you to go do your business communications through. It's hard to use, it's expensive, and it was built for a time when people sat at their desks from 9 to 5 to do work. Totally not how anything really is today. So what Dialpad does is we give the end user the ability to use the devices they want to use, their cell phone, their tablet, their laptop, for their work communications. So it completely removes that desk phone. In fact, we have a billboard in San Francisco of Kill the Desk Phone, because that desk phone is kind of a boat anchor and almost a remnant of the 1990s. And we think work is a thing you do, not a place you go.
Good line.
And the devices you want to use, the $1,000 iPhone that you just bought, why don't you use that as the tool you're going to be using for your business communication? So Dialpad is entirely built for the modern mobile worker. It's built for a time when people are not in the office as much, when people are traveling, when people, even when they are in the office, aren't sitting at their desks. You know, like modern office spaces are pretty dynamic these days, so you're not sitting at one single place all day long. And so it's really built for that.
So the concept is, in its most simplistic sense, through the internet, through the computers, everything connects to your mobile phone. Is that it?
Yeah, to a degree. It basically takes all that functionality of your business phone system of thank you for calling Motorola Solutions, press 1 for sales, 2 for support, and gets that out of the hardware at Motorola and puts it into our service in Google Cloud. And then when you ring down to an employee, wherever that guy is in the world, it'll ring him on a cell phone, laptop, tablet, and give them a whole lot more function.
Just give me a snapshot of what the technology actually is.
Yeah, so what the technology is we took, so my last company got acquired by Google and became Google Voice. And Google Voice was about giving you a phone number that would ring you anywhere as a consumer.
And you keep the phone number for life.
Yeah, that was
very cool idea. Did you come up with that?
I did.
How did you come up with that?
Well, at the time I had 3 phones, like one at work, one at home, one in my pocket, and it kept pissing me off that people would call all 3 of them to try to find me. So I figured, just give me one number that's going to ring me everywhere, and yep, I'll take care of it. But anyway, at the end of the day, it really was liberating, and we realized we can do this at grand scale, because we had tens of millions of users at Google Voice, and all we have to do to make that same kind of improvement for a business phone system is just put the business features on top of it. And so that's what we're doing.
And you started in 2011.
Yeah.
And it's grown now. You've about 200 people or so. You've about 15 offices or so. You're working with how many Fortune 500 or enterprise companies?
Yes, we have a number of Fortune 500 companies, and a lot of older ones, more established ones, like Motorola is a very big company, but a lot of the newer, larger, almost like big startups, like Uber is a customer, or WeWork is a customer. These companies that are growing so fast, and every single day, their employee base is primarily millennials, and they're not going to sit down and use a desk phone. They're all using their own mobile phones, and they're opening offices in new cities, in new states, in new countries all the time. And so we give them the ability to have that global footprint, and they can just come to the internet, set it up by themselves. They don't need a big IT infrastructure. And it's almost like setting up your Gmail. It's like as easy as just ordering an online service.
So basically, the value proposition to a CEO, and I'm guessing that CEOs are getting involved with this,
yeah.
Small companies or big companies, is they're going to improve, they're going to help recruit more millennials, mm-hmm. they're going to engage people and make them more productive. Is that the main value proposition?
That's a big part of it. And let's take Motorola as a case study. This is an 87-year-old company, right? Mm-hmm. And they wanted to move to the cloud, whatever mm-hmm. that meant. And they brought in a new CIO. And so the first thing he did was move to Google G Suite and got off the on-premise exchange.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is they took a look at their phone system and they realized, hey, no one's even using this really expensive phone system. They looked at the minutes per use, and no one was using it because they were just pulling their cell phones out of their pockets and doing that for business calls because the employee wanted that kind of flexibility and wanted that freedom. So they realized, hey, if we could replace the desk phone system with a cloud-based system that integrates really tightly with their Google Productivity Suite and allows that employee to use his own cell phone, all of a sudden, one, they were more attractive to millennials. Two, they wanted their employee base not to be, you know, baby boomer focused, but more of like the next gen coming in focused, and they wanted it to increase their employees' productivity, so they're not missing calls when they're away from their desk, and they're not having to come to the office to check their voicemail. All these things that again made sense when you sat at a desk Monday through Friday 9 to 5 makes no sense in the modern world.
Completely. And price wise, where is it?
Yeah, so it's
the same or more. Or
no, it's so much more affordable because you now have one vendor effectively worldwide. Every single employee has the exact same interface.
But everyone says that. Do you actually save money or does it?
Oh yeah, we save money.
About how much?
About 2/3 of what they were spending has been saved. So. 67% discount.
67% discount? So you're paying 33%. So if you have a bill of $2 million, you're now paying $600,000
plus? Exactly.
Really?
Yeah, about 67%.
How does that work? Is it just because there's no more phone bills? Everything just goes through the cloud.
Yeah, there's no more phone bills here. There's no more phones on the desks anymore that you have to maintain. There's no more circuits that you're bringing in to maintain that box in the back of your phone closet. There's no more IT guy having to go maintain the box in your office. And, by the way, not only are you saving 2/3, your productivity is now back up. So they're looking at the minutes of use of their users, and it's all the way back up to where it was in the heights before.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Craig Walker, who is the founder and CEO of Dialpad, the company that is completely transforming the telephone industry. So everyone would want to know, if they want to find out about you, what's the website?
Dialpad.com.
Dialpad.com.
Yeah.
And but how do like the big telephone companies feel? Because you're now coming in, it's a lot less, 33% of the cost is a huge savings for a company, but you're making people more productive as well, and you're recruiting people. So they're not enjoying this, are they?
Yeah, well, I mean, this is the problem of the big telcos. They move slow. You know, they're former monopolists. They're not ones that
actually
really
they're going into other businesses.
Yeah, they're going
into other
businesses too. But if you think about it, what's the latest? Think of like what's the most recent feature or service that the phone company came out with? Call waiting. Three-way calling, like that was in the last 2 decades, they maybe came up with 2 new features. There's not a lot of innovation on the telephony side. You look at any telco ad, and it's usually a mobile company, right? So it's all the ads are mobile, and they talk about, we got the newest device, or we got the biggest network. They never talk about, we have the most interesting service, we've developed some new feature. Never, ever talk about that. It's all just, my network's better, and I got the newer device.
So you have about 1 minute before you go to break. Just talk about what CEOs, if you could give one message to CEOs listening in about Dialpad mm-hmm. and the value to them, how would you sum it up?
Yeah, I'd say any CEOs out there, your business is going to transform to the cloud. No matter what. It has to, or you're not going to evolve. So that means you're going to move your email to the cloud, you're going to move your documents calendar to the cloud, your customer support, your CRM, and your phone system has to go to the cloud as well.
We are speaking with Craig Walker, who is the founder and CEO of Dialpad. And when we come back, we're going to hear about something you actually, if I understand, have a free offering where people can get phone service. This is not like a little money. This is no money, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
You'll hear that after the break. Back in a few.
Every industry faces distinguishing challenges and circumstances that shape the business and financial landscape. Camusso CPA LLC delivers unrivaled depth of knowledge and an engaging experience relevant to each client's industry-specific needs. Camusso offers preemptive guidance and knowledge required to achieve your greatest business and personal financial potential. Our approach is based on forging long-term business relationships accompanied by trust and value, creating an ever-important partnership. Build your dedicated financial team with us today. Visit CamussoCPA.com. That's CamussoCPA.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Craig Walker, who is the founder, CEO of Dialpad, a company founded in 2011 after he sold his earlier companies to Yahoo and then to Google, and this is completely transforming the entire arena of making telephones obsolete. Now, I understand you have an offer now, and I don't want to sound like the Ronco knife or something, but it's true. It's actually free for business owners, so they don't have to pay. And I like this as a business owner. Just talk through, because I'm not familiar with what it is.
Sure. So we're about to launch a product called Dialpad Free. And Dialpad Free is for a small business, up to 5 employees. And you get a business phone number, or you can port in your existing business phone number.
And you also invented the business phone, the phone number for life when you were at Google.
With Google Voice.
You got that down.
Yeah, so, and well, our background was always around consumer products and giving a lot of stuff away for free and creating a lot of goodwill and then using that goodwill to potentially have paid products in the future. And so for the business side, no one has ever really done a freemium business model in the phone system. And that's what we want to do. So for this small business, we can give you main number. So someone calls it and it's like, you know, thank you for calling Craig Walker Industries. For sales, press 1. For support, press 2. For directions, press 3. The dial by name directory, press 4. Leave a voicemail. You know, basically a full powered business phone system. And then you can have 5 employees. Each one of them, if it rings down to them, they can be reached on their cell phone or their laptop or their tablet or wherever they are. And they have all the functionality to record calls or transfer calls or text each other and even do video calls amongst each other. So it's really a full-featured business phone system for that small business. And our hope is, one, every small business in America uses it, because that'd be fantastic. And small businesses eventually grow into big businesses. So as they outgrow our free product, will be there as the guy.
So
hopefully they
You are giving them for absolute free. If they want to find out about this, how do they find out about it?
Go to dialpad.com/free, and that has all the offering. And then, again, if they don't ever want to upgrade to Pro, that's great, too. They can stay for free for as long as they want.
Yeah, but chances are small business owners, all of you listening in, with hundreds of thousands of you, you want to grow your businesses. So they may start as free, but then they may move up.
Yeah, but that's fine.
So let's talk about your culture. I know you've like these unique practices. Do you have like, is it bring your parents to work day or something?
Yeah, we do. We do a lot of stuff.
Bring your parents. Not just kids.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Well, one, in the Silicon Valley and in the tech space, parents often have no idea what their kids do. And this is what I found. My mom would ask me every single time we'd get together, what exactly do you guys do again? What do you do again? So I realized, let's just have a day. We do it every Thanksgiving, Friday before Thanksgiving. We invite parents in, have a big spread for them, bring in massage tables, and then we give them a presentation of, hey, here's what our products are. Here's how we build them. Here's our design team, how they design them. Here's our support team.
You give the parents massages?
Yeah, I give the parents massages.
You, not you personally, but got it.
Real massages.
Cool.
But it's a, yeah, it creates a really cool culture.
Wow. And then you also have something where you send people on a trip anywhere around the world.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah. So, well, what we do is we, every Friday, the whole company gets together for what we call a Friday at 4, where I give an update on the week. Anyone in the company can raise their hand and ask a question of me of anything. And then people recognize each other for great work that they've done during the week. So that's an every week thing. But then every quarter, we do a drawing where people get nominated for doing great work during the quarter, pull a name out of a hat, and then that person and a plus one or their friend or lover, whatever, get to go anywhere in the world for 4 nights.
Wow. Yeah. Very cool. How many people have done this?
We've done it for about 2 years now. So 8 people have done it. They've gone everywhere from Thailand to Latin America to Europe, just all over the place.
And they get hotels?
Yeah, they get hotels, they get all the food, they get the airfare, and the only obligation they have is to come back to the company, and when we do the next drawing the next quarter, they have to give a slideshow prior to the next drawing and then be the one who draws the next one.
That certainly sounds worth it. So it's clear you have a lot of philosophies that you've learned in leadership.
Yeah.
I know you've also learned a lot of Roosevelt, right?
Yeah.
Tell me something that Roosevelt taught you about leadership.
Geez, I started looking into Teddy Roosevelt, and the more I read about him and read his quotes, the guy was like a CEO, scrappy startup leader. So he has one quote of, like, you know, believe in yourself and you're halfway there, which I think is great for entrepreneurs because it's a lonely job, and half the time you're wondering if you're doing the right thing, and you have these sleepless nights. And so that kind of sustains you through some dark hours. He had another one of do what you can, when you can, with what you have, which I totally believe is the startup mentality, because you're never going to have everything. You're never going to have enough money. You're never going to have enough employees. You're never going to have the perfect timing or the perfect product. You just got to go to market, and you have to just make progress. Just work your way through it. And then I'm trying to think what was. Oh, in any point of decision, the right answer is the right answer is the best answer. The best answer is the right answer. The wrong answer is the second best answer, and no decision is the worst answer. I think that's particularly for a startup CEO, you got to be decisive. It's okay to be wrong. You know, we're living in a world of imperfect information. I'm never going to have all the data that I need to make a perfect decision. So being decisive and backing it up, and then if you were wrong, quickly changing course is a great way.
And now, you sold companies to Yahoo in 2005, and then you sold your next company to Google in 2007. And actually, in Google, you became the first entrepreneur in residence in really their history.
Yeah.
What's the secret with building a company and selling it to a company like that?
You know, it's funny. So when we got acquired by Yahoo and by Google, we were just heads down working on the product. We didn't engage bankers. We weren't looking for an exit at that point. Dialpad One, which was, we bought the name back from Yahoo 10 years later. But when it was 2005, we were on a company ski trip. I get a phone call from corporate development at Yahoo. They want to meet. Literally within 90 days, we were sold to Yahoo. And the same thing, we started Grand Central in 2000, at the very end of 2005, and by June 2007, they had called and wanted to acquire us. So it's funny, we weren't trying to get acquired, and I think maybe that's part of the secret of how to get acquired. It's like, you know, you don't want to, like, if you're too aggressively pursuing the pretty girl, you're not going to get her, but, you know, if you play a little hard to get, perhaps you're more attractive.
And on that compromising values, you've 1 minute left. First, the website again is
dialpad.com.
And you can do /free. And you can get free telephone from there. You have about now 45 seconds left. Summarize the Dialpad motto.
So do the right thing is our motto. We, instead of having a 50-page employee manual, we have like a 4-page employee manual that just says, look, we're not going to tell you what the vacation policy is, what the expense reimbursement policy is. Do the right thing is basically the policy.
And you've listened to Dialpad. You've heard it on the CEO Forum. This is the company that is making telephones obsolete. If you're a small business, you can get this absolutely for free, and it's going to help you attract more people, especially millennials, make them more productive, and could save you 67% of your phone bill. Craig, great having you on the CEO Forum.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.